And on this Thursday morning, we've got Michael Stepin from Handleman. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
You made it here through the fog.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah, it is kind of dense out there. So.
It is.
What's going on, Michael?
Just wanted to stop in and see how things are going ahead of the, I guess this is maybe a do-over for St. Pat's weekend, huh?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
The community rallied around. And
I tell you what, it's definitely kind of thrown everybody out of their comfort zone, I would say.
It's wild. How are you holding up? It's
got to be exhausting. Pretty good. It's been pretty busy out here.
Yeah, like you and Lori there from the chamber, we get her emails and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the only topic you ever get to hit on. It's got to be a little bit exhausting.
Although the bear hunt and the cruise night have kind of taken a little bit of the thought of all the other madness that's kind of going on and the disruption in everybody's lives.
A little bit of a silver lining, but thanks for everything you guys are doing.
You bet.
You guys are kind of grinding for everybody else, make sure everybody's informed and stuff.
We got a good staff out here, and they're all pitching in. So
absolutely. So we're going to do ahead of the cruise night a little deal at the Handlebin Tap there. I don't know if folks have heard we're doing the growlers, so you can take home, trying to adjust the game a little bit. And we're allowed to sell those through the drive-through window. So
awesome.
You can just pop through the Douglas Street Coffee drive-through and we can get you taken care of there. But Friday afternoon, we're going to be taking orders for growlers. And then Friday evening, Matt and I are going to run around town and deliver them to folks' homes and stuff. So
awesome.
It'll be a good opportunity to make Matt get out of that office.
And there you go.
Do a little physical
labor. Do a little order. Just like the milkman.
That's right.
Yeah, the beer man. Yeah. Back in the good old days, we had the milkman that brought the milk by the house. You guys will bring a growler by.
We'll bring the beer, yep.
There you go. Yep. And you don't even have to get out of your house. So
yeah.
Great service. And what kind of beers do you have, Michael?
Right now, we've got Kincaider, Zipline, Scratchtown out of Ord, and Brickway out of Omaha. Those four breweries, and we've got about three beers apiece from them. We've still got some of the Irish Stout left over from the St. Pat's weekend, and a bunch of different kind of lighter ales and kind of everything in between. So, yep, we'll be posting on the Handlebin Tap page. We'll get the menu put up on there. So folks could take a look at that on Facebook and call in or email in and order Friday. So,
right.
And then we're also going to be doing our mule menu, which has been really popular since the grand opening. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the mule menu available, and we're going to mix our mule recipes in mason jars, and we'll be able to, you know, get those out to folks too. It'll be just add alcohol type of deal. So you just get the mix home. You can throw it in the fridge and then add your vodka or your whiskey, whatever you want.
Great idea. Great. Yeah, it's a great idea. And let's get your phone number real quick, just in case they're already thinking, hey, I need to get a growler ordered.
Yeah. So if you want to email an order in, just email Amy, A-M-Y, at handlebin.com.
Okay.
And then you could text me an order. 402-340-0368. Or you can text Amy also on Friday, and that's 402-853-9000.
All right. So you can, if you need a growler or two, or you want to send one to your friends or whatever, you can do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll deliver. So
absolutely. It'll be a fun way to get out and about, and we'll just, we can leave it on your front porch or whatever. That way we've got the payment. We'll bring the payment system with, so we can swipe a card or take cash or whatever.
Okay. So. Awesome.
Matt said the only tips were taking toilet paper for the building.
Yeah. No cash tips right now, just toilet paper. So.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, that's a great great thing. And yeah, and like we said, it's going to be kind of a fun night, Saturday night. So load up the family. Like we said, we got a lot of things going on in town, and Handlebin's just adding to it. So
yeah, that's going to be a cool deal. It's going to be nice to see everybody out and about and kind of get out. Stretch the legs.
Yeah, because at times it kind of looks a little bit deserted, right?
It does. You know, if when you're stuck at home and all you've got's the media, and it does. It looks a little gloomy and doomy sometimes. So be nice to get out and see all our old
pals. Crank up the radio and just.
You gonna have a good playlist for us?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Walker's already building it.
Good deal.
And we'll take requests too. So
there you go. Perfect.
Should be a fun night.
Yeah, we'll be operating cruise night also through the drive-through or, you know, walk-in. So you could come in and grab a growler or a mason jar of mule mix and take it home with you. Maybe leave the lid on it till you get home.
There we go, right? Yeah, we don't want any of that yet. So.
But yeah, absolutely stop by and use that. And stop by and support any of the businesses in O'Neill that are putting in the efforts to try to make the best of this situation. It's got to be, I think about it, the hundreds or thousands of small businesses in Nebraska and across the Midwest. Yeah. It's going to be rough. I mean, you just stop cash flow for operations right. like this, and it's going to be rough times in the next coming weeks and probably months.
Yeah. And like we said, Saturday night will be just a small way you can get out. And I know everybody's been at home trying new recipes and cleaning out the freezer and and doing all kinds of things like that. So this would be a good time to give mom or dad or whoever makes the meals a break. Maybe even the kids are cooking now. They might want to take a break and just come on out and cruise and enjoy some food. Come by a handle bin, like you said, and pick up some growler or a mix and then just kind of have a good weekend.
Yep, head home and kick your feet up at the end of the night.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about it is, all as crazy as it seems like the weeks are going by fast, so hopefully the coronavirus goes by fast,
right,
too,
and we right. can all kind of get back to hopefully we start climbing and get out of this deal soon.
Yeah, but
it was nice to see. It's refreshing to see folks come together. You know, it's kind of it's like the family thing. It's too bad you only get together on funerals, but
right.
It's too bad that it takes something like this to see it, but it is refreshing to see everybody come together and work together. And man, the creativity comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
In times like
this.
The
bear hunts, the cruise nights.
It sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. We've got a bear that'll be up well, maybe I shouldn't tell the location of it, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it because it's a hunt?
To find it. That's right. But it'll be down there.
It'll be around.
Yeah.
All right. We've got some fun stuff with that too. We'll have the details posted on that. So.
Okay. Get your growlers, get your order. You can order right now if you want to get a growler delivered Saturday night. You can send a text and tell what you want, or if you want to call, you guys can run down the menu form and let them know what's available.
Yep.
And those will be available Saturday, and you'll
deliver. Friday night we're doing the deliveries.
Friday night deliveries.
And then Saturday be the drive-through window there.
So they'll deliver Friday night. And then the drive-through window open on Saturday night, so come on down, or you can pop in real quick and get one in the building.
Absolutely.
All right. What else? Anything else, Michael?
No, just kind of wanted to hit those couple of things and tell everybody, I guess, in general, just keep your heads up. You gotta keep pulling together and grinding and get through this.
You bet. Put a smile on your face and call somebody up and tell them hello and give somebody an air high five tomorrow for High Five Friday.
That's good, yeah.
So, all right, Michael, appreciate you coming in, and thanks for Handleman for putting this together, and hopefully get a bunch of deliveries for you Friday night, and then everybody come through the drive-thru Saturday.
That'd be good. Appreciate it, Scott.
All right, thank you. Yep, Michael Stepp with Handleman here in O'Neill.